So hello and welcome to our third Game of Life Masterclass call. Oh, geez, I love this class. you know, I've told all of you before that when I teach one of these classes, all of my stuff comes right up in my face that I haven't looked at before. And it has been working overtime to do that. And it is such a good thing. As painful as it is and as uncomfortable as it is, the universe does have to make us uncomfortable to get us to move. And I'm going through all of it with every one of you. And it's a good thing. Okay, so we'll start off with our admin. And I just have a couple things to share. The webinar for the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook was awesome. And if you didn't get to participate in that live, you can watch the recording at Masterclass Central, and it's on our private Facebook group. Facebook did allow me to upload it. It was kind of a long class. So anyway, it's there for you to consume. And the recording of last week's call is available for download at Masterclass Central, and you can listen to the video of it on the private Facebook group. And that's all I have for admin. Okay, so now we're going to go ahead and create our safe, sacred space. So just get comfortable and take a few deep breaths. And we'll begin by quieting our minds, and then I'll say a little prayer, and then we'll create our sacred circle of love. Okay, so please just get comfortable, close your eyes, and again, I will ask the angels to please control the energy so our technology will keep us all connected. So just take a really deep breath, and with your feet flat on the floor and with your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And just take another deep, slow breath. And shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace those things that you're grateful for. Embrace them to your heart. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask and allow life to move you into the answers. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now just allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart. And allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. Angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, of the east, of the south, of the west, and of the north, join us now, bringing with you the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. We ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being, reconnecting with that love that is our essence. And we ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart, all that's ours. By divine right, under grace. In deepest gratitude, amen. So now we're going to create our sacred circle of love. So if you're in Asia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. And if you're in Africa, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Antarctica, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Australia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Europe, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. And if you're in North America, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in South America, just take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. So we come together as one with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. So just please step into the center of the circle as the angels and I hold the circle's safe space. And with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with the love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with the strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. Just accept that in this moment, the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. And just breathe deeply of this love. And now once again, rejoin our circle of love, taking the hands of the angels. And together, we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. Just see roots from your feet go into the soils of Mother Earth, down to the core light of healing, loving energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. Fully grounded in this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. So this week, Florence stretches our awareness and dives deeper into bringing our three levels of consciousness into alignment. The power that really is ours and our ability to manifest through us anything we want. Now, the foundation for this chapter is more than just the power of the word. It's the power of the God part within our human grasp. And Florence states, the invisible forces are ever working for man who is always pulling the strings himself, though he doesn't know it. Owing to the vibratory power of words, whatever man voices, he begins to attract. And people who continually speak of disease invariably attract it. Well, the body may be renewed and transformed through the spoken word, and clear vision and disease be completely wiped out of the consciousness. The metaphysician knows that all disease has a mental correspondence. And in order to heal the body, one must first heal the soul. Well, the soul is the subconscious mind, and it must be saved from wrong thinking. And this means that the subconscious mind or soul must be restored with the right ideas. And the mystical marriage is the marriage of the soul and the spirit, or the subconscious and superconscious mind. They must be one. When the subconscious is flooded with the perfect ideas of the superconscious, God and man are one. I and the Father, Father, Mother, God, are one. That is, he is one with the realm of perfect ideas. He is the man made in God's likeness and image, and is given power and dominion over all created things, his mind, body, and affairs. So the words aren't so far out of our current speech, but the concept takes the knowledge of our inner power to a new, crazy, powerful level of mastery. And I love that visual of pulling the strings ourselves. It's like we're the puppet master, pulling the strings of our own puppet, which in turn manifests our own life experiences. And this means that we're manifesting every good and every awful situation, relationship, cash flow, everything that's happening in our lives. And the fact that if we don't like it, we have the power to change it. No matter how helpless or stuck we may be feeling, we have the choice not to feel that way and create a higher outcome, no matter what chaos pit we're swimming in. So, is the default energy of your subconscious pulling your strings, or are you consciously choosing the highest vibration of love energy to move your strings? Now, I remember when I learned that I was manifesting the awful, fear-filled drama that was my life. Oh my gosh. When I learned that life wasn't happening to me, it was happening through me, that I was manifesting the drama I was drowning in through that fear within me. It's like, talk about denial. I went into a tailspin of denial because there's no way I was manifesting all that awfulness. And oh my God, back then, my daughter and I had to hide out at times because I was afraid my ex-husband, her dad, would kill us because he'd become a meth dealer. And at that point in time I found out, he was an addict. Now, I had no control over what he did, but I was choosing to be afraid. I wasn't manifesting drama, pain, suffering, and despair on purpose. I wasn't manifesting any of that on purpose, because who would do that? Nobody. But I was manifesting my experience of it by defaulting to my own fear. I was living at a high level of fear, and that's exactly what my subconscious and conscious energy was focused on, a high level of fear. And I'd become an expert at manifesting more awful, fear-filled, dramatic experiences of fear, pain, and despair. And when I step back and look at defaulting to fear energy in the subconscious, if this were actually true, if this concept were true, then in theory, all we need to do to improve our life is pull the strings another way. All we need to do is change the focus of our energy, belief, and words. Well, for me, that sounds easy enough. Change how I feel, what I say, and what I believe. No problem, in theory. But what about the hidden beliefs and thought patterns? What about those? Well, our spirit lives in a human body. And human bodies include a subconscious that is power without direction, ever listening, taking in information. And when that information is painful, we bury it. And then we feed it anger and frustration, overwhelm, despair, and stress. So here's a totally different spin on the subconscious taking in information. You know, your cell phone listens to what you're saying, right? You talk about something with someone, and then next thing you know, that something that you talked about is popping up in your news feed and your social media feed. And what's really unnerving is when you just thought about something and you didn't speak it out loud yet, but there it is in your feed. So one time I was talking with a family member on my landline and my cell phone was sitting next to me. And when I completed that call, I picked up the cell phone and it had typed out word for word a full paragraph of my conversation. I was shocked. I read back that conversation and that freaked me right out. Well, the subconscious does this too. It takes in the information and it stores it away, creating neural pathways of belief. And you know, Florence calls those subconscious records. And if the information's painful, the core of the seed that's planted is based in not being good enough in some way. And enough of those seeds, and you have a forest of feeling of not being good enough. And you know that saying, you can't see the forest for the trees. Well, nobody gets up in the morning and thinks or says, I'm not good enough today. This is going to be an awful day, and I'm going to feel overwhelmed and a victim of terrible experiences. Nobody does that. At least no student of Florence does that. But if we went to sleep last night worrying about the stresses of yesterday, how we got sideways with somebody or we got overwhelmed with finances, whatever it was, it wasn't happy and fun. If we went to sleep in that energy, and we don't consciously choose to be a higher vibration of love energy today, well, we default to yesterday's fear energy, and we set the wheels into motion to create the same awful experience today. So do you go to sleep worrying? Well, let's be clear. Worry does nothing to improve your life. Absolutely nothing, but it can and it will make you sick. If you haven't met your worry angel or listened to the Worry Angel webinar, do that first chance you get so you can get a better understanding of the truth about worry and what to do with it. So when was the last time that you got up and consciously chose what kind of day you were going to have? If you journaled in your playbook this morning, it was today. But if you didn't, did you at least stop and think about how you want your day to flow? Or did you get sucked into your day before you took control of your thoughts and your energy? Grasping this is life-changing. Something as simple and free as consciously choosing what kind of day you're going to have, accepting what your life is, and consciously choosing the energy that you want to be, manifests through you from within to without miraculous experiences. And I know that there are people in this class that do consciously choose what kind of day they're going to have, because I know they use Florence's affirmation that today is a day of completion. I give thanks for this perfect day. Miracle shall follow miracle, and wonders shall never cease. Whew. That's powerful. What if you use the empowerment of this energy container, this affirmation, and you took the muscle behind those words farther to see the vision of you experiencing the joy of a miracle, the happiness and fulfilled feeling of a perfect day? What if you took the energetic vibration of these words to that level? What kind of day would you have? I want you to give that a try and let us know what happens. And that is homework, by the way. I said you guys wouldn't have homework, but that's homework. I want you to post about it in the Facebook group, and I will put it in there to remind you. Okay, so Florence teaches us that we have the power to heal our body. But to heal the body, we must first heal the soul, and the soul being the subconscious mind that must be saved from wrong thinking. Well, the wrong thinking she talks about is the hidden beliefs based in the fear energy that runs rampant in the background of our mind's operating system. The anxiety or frustration, anger, resentment, despair, feelings of being a victim, betrayal, shame, guilt, feelings of not being worthy, deserving, or good enough. These feelings could be intangible or tangible. For example, you know that uncomfortable energy's there, but it's too scary to look at it, or you don't know what to do with it. Or they could be completely hidden, but just below the surface, bubbling like lava under a volcano, ripe to be revealed by some trigger of adversity. So in chapters 1 and 2, Florence talked about aligning the three levels of consciousness. Well, here in this chapter, she brings in a new perspective as a marriage, a merger of the subconscious and the superconscious as one. Well, the only way the subconscious and the superconscious can merge is if they're of the same vibration. The superconscious can never lower to the human vibration of the subconscious, because it's the God part within. It's where Father, Mother, God, and I are one. That realm of perfect ideas, the field of our potentiality that fulfills our square of life. That highest vibration of love. And this means that the subconscious must raise its vibration in order to be in alignment. But it cannot raise its vibration if it's wallowing in fear energy like anxiety, frustration, anger, resentment, despair, feelings of being a victim, betrayal, shame, guilt, feelings of not being worthy, deserving, or good enough, or worry. In order for the subconscious to raise its vibration, it must transform negative thoughts and beliefs to the vibration of love thoughts and beliefs. And we talked about how to do this in the first call, and I added step-by-step guidance about resistance energy and energy breadcrumbs and infusing situations and people with love. And another way to process through, heal, and release negative thoughts and beliefs is to use the Sedona method of release. And Florence teaches us to face our fears. And those fears can be negative beliefs and thought patterns that have been hidden in your subconscious. And the Sedona method of release supports you to face, heal, and release them. And it has five steps. The first step of the Sedona Method of Release is to acknowledge and focus on a negative thought pattern, feeling, or belief that's been revealed. To actually focus on it. Don't push it away. Focus on it. And then embrace that feeling to your heart. Pull it in. Immerse yourself in it. The pain of it. You know, that makes no sense because the logical mind says, push it away. Push it away. Release it. Push it away. But if you pull it in, you're pulling it, that darkness of fear energy, into your light. Because your essence is of the light, and darkness cannot exist in the light. So it immediately begins to dissipate. Number two, ask yourself, could I let this feeling go? And no matter what that answer is, whether it's yes or no, embrace what you can still feel into your light. And then number three, ask yourself, would I let this feeling go? And no matter what that answer is, again, embrace the feeling of it as best you can. And number four, then ask yourself, when will I let this go? Now is the best answer. So then again, do your best to embrace that original feeling again. By this time, most of the time when you're doing this, there won't be any feeling left by the time you reach this third question, but scan your body. Do you feel any remnants of that original feeling? And if you can't find it, it has been released. But if you do still feel something of it, repeat those steps again until the feeling is completely gone. So Florence teaches us in this chapter about blessing people in situations, about releasing the need to hold critical thoughts towards someone or something. She tells us that we should use our words for only three things: to bless, heal, and prosper. Now, she doesn't mention our thoughts, but thinking negative thoughts about someone or something holds that same power as speaking it out loud. But when we evict negative thinking, thought patterns, and beliefs from our brains and refuse to let them back in, life changes. And with this said intention as a basis of living our life, negativity that's been hiding out in the subconscious is revealed. It's pushed forward, begging to be healed, not to punish, but begging to be healed and released so we can be free of it. Because it is a foreign energy, an alien energy in our body that must be put out. Now you can use the breadcrumb method that we talked about in the first call, or the Sedona method of release, to heal and release this energy block and be free of it, or any other method that you're already using or learn of later, whatever works best for you to feel the freedom of not having that energy in your body anymore. But you have to take the action steps to do it. Sometimes just looking at it is enough, because you haven't been, and now you are. And when we observe energy, it reacts differently than when we don't. Now, Florence tells us that we have power and dominion over all created things, mind, body, and affairs. If we believe that the superconscious is one with God, then grasping this statement is a natural experience. We are naturally one with God. We are of the highest vibration, and for lack of a better word, we are love, love of the highest order, love that transcends the pain of this physical world. And all we have to do is release the need to not believe it. Think about it. We each have the power and dominion over our mind, body, and affairs. Now, this doesn't mean we can control others, but when you're vibrating in the love vibration, you have no desire to control or manipulate others, or to even be impatient. When we're in the love vibration, the knowing is there that whatever we want or need is ours. It's manifesting into our reality. Having power and dominion means we have the power within us to create and live our version of heaven on earth. No matter what we have been or done in the past, no matter what chaos is going on around us, we have the power within us to be happy. We have the power to manifest what was once a thought, a flash of energy, of excitement at being, doing, or having something. And let's get that one thing very clear. Being happy is not selfish. Being happy when the world around you may be crumbling in some way, whether through situations, relationships, or experiences of others, like a war or natural disaster, being happy holds that safe space for others to be happy too, to rebuild, to improve their lives. And the energy of your happiness flows into Mother Earth where you're standing, healing her beneath your feet. And the inherent truth is, we are the vibratory force of love energy because we are one with God. That's how we're born, fearless. And then we're taught or programmed, as Gail mentioned earlier, we're programmed that we aren't. And it's time to overcome that fully. From within to reflect without. Now, if you're having trouble grasping that love feeling, work on embracing the feeling of gratitude. Love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, and gratitude is the human emotion that supports us to grasp that. Gratitude and the release and healing of forgiveness. Now, Florence tells us that forgiveness neutralizes mistakes, that our enemy is within, that disharmony within manifests disharmony without as our life experience. And each one of us can step back as an observer and see the truth in our own lives. Now, the first time that I saw this, I stood back and observed. I remember I was so shocked. What the heck? How could I do this to myself? The answer is simple. Because I wasn't thinking. I wasn't consciously choosing what I wanted. I was subconsciously defaulting to my focus on how awful my life was. My enemy was definitely within me. Within me. My enemy was the fear energy of my own beliefs, my thought patterns. Yeah, it was me. And I could see it. And depending on what moment it was, that fear was resentment or anger or shame or guilt or overwhelm, stress, despair, feelings of being helpless. And all these words, they mean things. They mean different things. But they all drill down to one belief. And that belief was that I wasn't good enough. So look at your own life. Step back as the observer without judgment. Observe without judgment. What do you see? There's nothing you can do about the past to change it. So look at it without judgment. You can't change the past, but you can release the pain of it. You have the power to improve and change your present and your future. You have the power within you to reconnect with that love essence that you are, that God part within. Align and reconnect your subconscious with your superconscious. Everything you dream of, everything that makes your heart sing with joy is possible. No matter what your life looks like right now, maybe your life is wonderful. You can take wonderful to an even higher, stronger feeling of bliss. If your life is in a pit of despair, you'll see and experience changes quickly. You'll experience huge shifts of energy. Expansion. Expansion of awareness and moving energy. Just be aware that expansion gets naturally followed by a contraction. Could be a big contraction, could be small. Be aware so you can imagine. Be aware so you can manage the fallout of it. Reach out for help if you're experiencing this. Now, no matter how much I heal, no matter how much work I do, I still have more to do because I live in a human body too. I'm like an onion, just like everybody else. I've been a narcissist magnet all my life. I can see that now. And I had to learn the hard way to be free of that pain, that constant doubt, questioning myself, the undermining of self-confidence by being labeled too sensitive, like it's a bad thing, drawing a line between what's acceptable treatment and the treatment that looks okay on the outside, but really leads me on a path that belittles me and guides me to believe that I'm worthless. All because I wanted to fit in and I believed I needed someone else's approval. You don't need anyone else's approval for anything. The light within you is perfect and beautiful. Accept it. The only approval you need is your own. And I want you to know that there's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. You may be bruised and battered, but you're not broken. Deep inside, you're whole and perfect. And some people can be unbelievably cruel, especially people who are in a position of trust. People who claim they love us. They behave the way they do through their own pain. And this doesn't make it okay. Nothing makes hurtful behavior okay. Nothing. But knowing this can open that door to forgiveness. And please understand that forgiveness is the gift we give ourselves. Forgiveness doesn't condone bad behavior or mean that we're in agreement with what someone has done. Forgiveness doesn't mean awful behaviors, okay? Forgiveness is about us. Forgiveness is about healing the pain within us. It has nothing to do with anyone else. Forgiveness sets us free from the pain. Now, in a few short paragraphs, Burns details the power of inharmonious thoughts, words, and beliefs. How they make our body sick, settle in our joints, and cause us pain and physical suffering. illness and disease. She outlined throughout the chapter the power of aligning our energy with the highest order of love of the superconscious and how this alignment opens the way to fulfill our square of life, and that includes health, healing, renewing and transforming our body through the energetic vibration of our words, our thoughts, and our beliefs, and having the clear vision of happiness singing in our heart, whatever happiness is for you. When we transform our thoughts, patterns, and beliefs, both conscious and subconscious, to that love vibration, blessing others to have more, even if they've betrayed us, sending and infusing people in situations with love, holding and embracing the joy of gratitude in our heart, the ways open to fulfill our square of life, no matter what our life looks like in this moment. The conscious intention to ascend to the love vibration opens the way for miracles to shake loose left and right. Existing in the love vibration is our goal. And tools we can use to achieve this are gratitude, focusing on gratitude. It shifts us out of fear and into love, and we can't be in love and fear at the same time. It's one or the other. Awareness, expanding our awareness to identify and acknowledge resistance energy when we feel it in our body, and following through to heal and release it so we can be free of it. Using that breadcrumb technique, infusing it with love, or applying the Sadong method of release, or like I said before, any other technique that you have in your arsenal that works for you. Observing or facing fear. Facing all energy that's less than love, that fear energy, when we face it eye to eye, it strips its power over us. Consciously choosing to be love. Make the conscious choice. Setting wheels into motion to create a higher outcome is as simple as consciously choosing. And the daily journal pages in the playbook support you, remind you to do this. Infuse and bless with love energy. Infusing or blessing situations, people, and ourselves with love energy helps us to hold that energy of love. And here's a game of life hack. Bless your food before you eat it. Nourish your body with love energy through blessing and infusing your food with love. And your beverages. Okay, so let's recap what we've covered in this chapter. We unpacked the truth about worry, that it's really a fear energy, and it's the least responsible thing we can do for ourselves and others. We unpacked a deeper understanding of the superconscious and the subconscious becoming as one, as a vibratory force. We've learned and we're accepting that our true enemy is within, negative thought patterns and beliefs, how to recognize them and what to do with them. The true power that we hold to bless, heal, and prosper, we learned what it really means to have power and dominion over our mind, body, and all created things. The power of the light within us to dissipate the darkness of stress, anxiety, and fear. We have a clearer understanding of that. And we learned a new way to heal and release energy belief blocks with the Sedona method of release. And we have a list of action steps we can take to apply using our power. So if you have any questions about this, please ask. And again, if you're still processing all of this now, but a question or questions come back to you later, be sure to post it in the private Facebook community and I'll answer and we can all discuss. We are moving energy. We're moving a lot of energy. So be gentle with yourself. Take a nap when you need to. Take a walk. Get something to eat. If fear creeps in, ask yourself, am I tired? The answer is going to be yes. Take the action steps to take care of yourself. Now, next week, we're going to dive into Chapter 4, the law of non-resistance, and that completes our content.